Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome back. It's a brand new episode. This is Laugh With Me, a podcast with Jeremy Odom. I'm your host, J.O. It is the Friday happy hour, end of the week. Time to crack open that first Friday beer and unwind from the week that was. This week, we've got special guest. He's been on the show many a times. He's my brother, Kyle Odom. Well, we're going to call him in a second. So he's not live quite yet, but we're going to call him here in a second. Here's what we're doing. We had the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, calling in live from prison earlier in the week. I know he's got some thoughts about it, so we're going to talk about it and just kind of unwind from the week. So let's give the fella a call right now. Let's see what's up.
Yo.
Yo.
That's a good one.
Thank you. I wish I could say I've been working on it, but I absolutely have not.
Well, that was pretty impressive then.
Thank you. I was just doing the intro for Friday Happy Hour, and I was just saying it's Friday Happy Hour. We're unwinding it from the week that's been, and this week I had the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, calling in from prison.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact you've got some thoughts. I've got some thoughts.
Yeah.
I thought it would be
about this Tiger King.
I thought it would be fun to talk about it if you're down.
Okay. I'm up for this. Let's do this. What you got?
First thing, if you remember, like, because I know you've listened to the episode, and
yeah.
I thought, and I just saw it literally seconds before he called. I saw on his Instagram, it said day 2503 of being wrongly imprisoned. And I thought, okay, well, it's on his Instagram. I don't think he's running the Instagram. Like, I don't, you know, he kind of made that clear because he had no idea what I was talking about. But it is his official Instagram. And I thought, what a way to kick off the conversation with, you've been in prison for 2,503 days. In hindsight, that sucks, right? Like, why? If you're
no one wants to hear that. Thanks for reminding me.
If you've been in prison for 2,500 days, you probably don't want to be reminded of just how long you've been in there.
No. He's like, yeah, and it's been awful, every single one of them. Yeah. Thanks, Jeremy. Glad I called you.
I know. I felt so bad. I instantly was like, that was a mistake. What a way to kick this off.
I got the vibes that he didn't even know what Instagram was. He was like, oh, is that what they put up there?
Okay. Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess I've been in here. I don't know what to tell you.
That's fair, because he was picked up in 2018, and who knows? I mean, I'm sure he didn't even have an Instagram then. So you know, he obviously was on top of some things online because he had an online TV show, you know?
He did.
He was on the internet.
Not by his choice. Hold on. His own thing?
Yeah. Remember? All right. So.
Remember? No, I never heard of this guy until the Netflix.
Okay. I know. So, and me too. Like I've, and much like probably most of the people in the world had never heard of this guy until 2020 when the Netflix show came out. But it locally, you know, in his like in his world, he had his online show where he would read Carol Baskin's diary and update people on what he they kind of documented a little bit of
That's right. It's coming back now.
Yeah. So he wasn't unfamiliar with the internet and he wasn't unfamiliar with like memes and things in that, you know, sense, but he probably has no, I mean, he even said he has no clue how big he is, but he has no clue the, like the world of social media today and just kind of how it wraps our, it's our world, you know?
Yeah, no idea. But here's the deal. So he made a big impact, right? That was a whole thing. Whole world's talking about it.
Yep. Right?
But now it's gone. Mm-hmm. Right. But he's like, okay, listen to him. He's like, yeah, when I get out of here, I'm going to buy one of them. Okay, let me back up. He's like, I got no money to sue these people. I got no money to do any of this, right?
Right.
And then he's like, when I get out, I'm buying one of them Trump $5 million gold cards so I can move my husband to America. It's like, homie, you have $5. Like, where are you getting this $5 million? What are we doing here?
So that goes back to, like, I was telling him, you know, it's like, dude, 34 million people watched The Tiger King on Netflix in the first 10 days of release. And they had a season two. How many documentaries do you know get a season two and a season three? So
hold on, there's a season three?
Yeah, it's not really about him. It's about it's about that guy, Doc Antle, that just got sentenced to a year in prison for animal trafficking. Oh. And he's in, you know, the first two seasons, but it's more about like his world. But still,
Joe hates
the brand itself. Oh yeah, he hates all those people.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I think he's banking on, I get out of prison, I have incredible value to my name, or at least he believes he does, to the point that he can sell, you know, certain rights to stories, or he says he's got three awesome movie deals right now on the table, but he needs to be out in order to make this deal work.
Yeah, but he's not out. So he's been in there for how long, do we say?
So he's been
6 years?
Yeah, more than that. He's been in since 2018. He's on a 21-year sentence.
How far back is 2,500 days? Okay, so 2018. So you got a while, guy. 15 years. Like, what are you – who's – this is wild. He's going to – yeah, we're going to make a movie when I'm 80. I don't know, man.
Well,
his plan is kind of whack.
That's if you're basing it on he's going to serve his 21 years. Now, here's the thing. We've got the pardon situation on the table where he feels that he was wrongly accused, that there's a lot of evidence out there now where the witnesses are backtracking the things that they said in court or on the record, and that the president is going to give him a full pardon and he's going to be out.
Yeah. Well, first of all, that was one of my favorite parts of the thing. I feel like here's the deal. He thinks that he's innocent. Like, if you watch that thing, you know his feelings on Carol Baskin. He straight up is hiring folks to kill her.
Yeah.
Secondly, he's like, yeah, I'm going to get pardoned, proceeds to name off the worst folks in the world. And he's like, yeah, they're going to get me out of here. It's like, dude, what is happening right now? What is happening?
He does have the ear of the core people that you would think of when you think MAGA. You know,
do you think that's real though? Do you think like people are actually like those people? Do you think they're like, we got to get the Tiger King out? That's just what this comes down to.
Well, it's tough. Who knows how like active they actually are in, you know, you only get the president's ear for what, seconds probably, if you do, you know?
Yeah.
And then is Joe Exotic the name that comes up when you do have his ear? But they definitely get asked about it. Like you can find press clippings of, you know, the press asking these very people about Joe Exotic, and they are certainly aware of what's going on, but that doesn't mean that they're actively, you know, working on the behalf of the Tiger King to get him a pardon.
No. And are they asking that in the year of our Lord 2025?
Right.
Maybe 2020, maybe 2021. I don't know.
Did you catch my Beetlejuice joke?
Okay, I was like lost on the Beetlejuice. Like, I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
You were like, she really likes Beetlejuice. And he was not picking. He was like, okay, I could probably do that.
I did not think he would get the joke. So it wasn't necessary. It wasn't for him. It was for the audience. But so Lauren Boebert, she, a couple of years ago, she was on a first date and she went to see Beetlejuice the musical. And she may or may not have been caught doing something inappropriate to her first date while she was watching the show.
Oh, no. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Now knowing that, and knowing he's just like, okay, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So,
man,
that's, yeah. So that's, I never thought he would get it because, you know, he's probably the amount of information he gets. I mean, it's very minimal, right?
I would think so. I don't know. We got to do an investigative. How do they get, how much TV can they watch a day? How much can they read? What's going on in there?
That's a good question. I mean, he wrote his book. He has a book. I didn't talk about the book on the pod, but he does have a book out. And
I did not bring that up. What are you doing?
I knew I had limited time. So that's the other thing. I didn't know how much time I was going to have with him. I just knew I had until they cut us off. So it ended up being 15 minutes. I didn't know I had 15 minutes. I thought I could have 7. I could have 8. Like, I didn't know, right? I just knew it wasn't going to be a lot. So I had a list of questions. I wanted to get to as many as I could. I wanted to ask follow-ups where appropriate, but I also knew I had limited time. So the music to me was more important to talk about than the book.
Yeah, you turn to the music. What's that all about?
Have you I mean, his music is a big part of the documentary Tiger King.
Where, it's on there.
Yeah. So I was just so interested of, is he writing more music? Is this something he wants to do outside when he gets out? Is this something he performs inside for his, for his inmates? Like, for maybe for the prisoners, like, is this something he's doing and he's entertaining the masses inside? I mean, it sounds like that is a hard no, but.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. I was intrigued by it because I just imagine sometimes, all right, it goes back to Seinfeld and the finale, the Seinfeld finale when they end up in prison. And then the very last scene, Jerry's doing stand up, you know, for the population. And I'm just like, do entertainers do that? Like, is R. Kelly performing, you know, like in prison? And they're just like, fuck, I can't wait for this week's R. Kelly concert. You know, like, I don't know.
We just found out that's a definite no. And did you hear his answer to that? You're like, you're writing new music? And then he goes on this thing. And then when he comes back, he's like, actually, I'm writing it and sending it off to my girls out there. And they just put it in the AI and it does the music and the vocals. So, like, this dude's writing like 3 lines of words and he's calling that writing music nowadays. What is happening?
I know. AI, just think of the kind of stuff he could get out there right now if he was out and he had AI to do a lot of that for him.
Oh my gosh, that's a scary thought.
Oh, he'd be a monster, that's for sure.
I want some Carole Baskin songs. We gotta get that going. I'm ready. The world is ready.
I think that'll get you a pardon. Like, all right, so I asked him about Doc Antle and he was very open about how that guy's getting what he deserves to an extent. He's only got 1 year. He's like almost jealous of it. You know, he only got 1 year, whereas Joe Exotic's in there for 21. But like, it does seem like the people around him that were in that documentary Tiger King, they were all involved in something.
Yeah.
And they're all starting to now, it's just all kind of catching up to him in one way or another. man, I'm interested to know if Carole Baskin, who seems like the cleanest of the bunch, but there's all that rumor and innuendo that she killed her ex-husband, so who knows?
She definitely killed her husband. She's definitely a terrible person. Here's the deal. When you're dealing with folks who own actual tigers, everything is sketch. No part of their life can be clean. Everything is all sketch.
Yeah, that's so funny story. So I had, you know, I'm doing research for the interview, so I'm watching Tiger King, right? And Braden, he comes in, he sees that there's like these people that just have tigers, and he's like, holy cow, you could do that? Is that the guy you're gonna talk to? Can we get tigers? And I'm like, we are not getting tigers. Like, this is not a thing. Did you not catch the part where he's calling from prison? Like, this is not happening.
Dude, I love, you're like, you guys are just having an interview. He's like telling us stories, whatever. He's like, this call is from prison. It's like my favorite. I love it.
I debated, I'm like, do I take that out? Like, do I edit that out? Or is that kind of like sets the tone for what is actually, like, because there is a reality to this. Like, he's, you know, he's a reality TV personality of sorts.
Yeah,
but there is reality to this, whereas the consequences of his actions that we saw unfold, you know, in 2020 with the Tiger King are why he is where he is right now.
Oh, yeah. No, that was great. That was great. And you got to understand, when you hire somebody to kill somebody, you're going to jail. And not only are you going to jail, you're going to be in there and you're going to be somehow sad that somebody else got a lesser sentence. You're just going to completely ignore that you hired a human to kill a human and be like, well, that guy only got a year. What is going on here?
Right. Yeah. And so, and one of the guys, I forget his name, but he's in the documentary and he's one of the people that worked for Joe at the zoo. But it's that guy, you know, that they kind of chronicle, like that he, you know, allegedly paid to go down to Florida or wherever and try to kill Carol, right?
Yeah.
And one of his stances right now is that that guy allegedly lied, you know, in his testimony or whatever, and that's some of the facts. But when I was reading about the case, he also I don't know if he made payments or offered to make payments to somebody to go do this murder for hire to an undercover FBI. Like agent. So
yeah, what?
Even if this guy,
like, that's pretty clear.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. So I don't know what more he has. And I don't know what kind of lawyer like team he's got, because that's not cheap, right? So I don't know.
Well, he has $5. So his lawyer team cannot be very good. Although they could be doing the game where like they're actually great lawyers, because they know at the end of this thing, hopefully they'll get paid. So you never know. Yeah. You never know. But here's the deal. It's really not fair that he's in there for 21 years because he's just fixing babies' faces. He does. He's just fixing babies' faces. I don't know why they're broken, but he's fixing them.
That's the part that a lot of people are forgetting, is that he did do a lot of good. And he did this way before any of the criminal things. He was fixing babies' faces, you know, helping families that couldn't afford that kind of medical procedures. And then he also fed the hungry quite often.
Quite often.
Quite
he
often.
He fed him Carole Baskin. Cook her up. Serve her on a platter.
No. She's still alive. So that's the – he probably would do more of the good, you know, when he gets out of prison, I would think.
Yeah.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
He was just, what are you going to do out of prison? Fix more babies' faces. Okay. All right. That's cool.
It's smart on his behalf, though, to just, if that's the question, you know, what are you going to do to get in prison? And then instantly hit the goodwill things you did before, you know, like that's.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, that's 100%.
Try to kill Carol Baskin.
Yeah, I got to get the job done.
Dude, that would have been awesome. That would have been a great answer, actually.
He was, you know what? I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know. He's been in there a long time at this point. I didn't know if we were going to get a beaten down, you know, old, he's sick. You know, he's in a special treatment facility for cancer right now. So I didn't know what we'd get, or if we'd get a guy that was hopeful, energetic, and just kind of felt like the day is coming soon when he's going to get released. I was happy I got the opportunity to ask him if he's on the Epstein list. That was good. We got that out of the way.
That was hilarious. I don't even know who Epstein is.
All he knows is that that name is in the news and it's not good for Trump. That's all he knew.
It is not good, sir.
Oh man. What a day though. He's, man, it sucked because like the call just abruptly ends, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, dang, I was enjoying talking to him. Like, I need more time. Like, where'd you go? Like, I was left wanting more.
Well, in 15 years, you got to set an alarm. 15 years from now, when he's out, you got to be like, Joe, you're my guy. We talked. Let's talk for longer.
Yep.
Let's do this.
I did email him after, and I was like, hey, man, you need to call in, and you want to go back on Laugh with me, you let me know. You are back. Like, that was that I didn't get enough, you know?
Exactly. I like when you're like, you know, we find out he's remarried or whatever. And it's like, that's incredible. You found love in prison. And you're just like, yeah, it happens.
Yeah. You just, <All right. laughs> you don't know where it's going to, when love's going to hit you. Yeah.
Sir, we don't know what happens in there. Tell us. I don't know.
I missed it that his new husband was released from prison and then immediately deported. Like I must have missed that whole thing. So then I go back after and I'm reading about it. Sure enough, he's in Mexico and he's doing the work for Joe. He's trying to get Joe pardoned and get the word out. And then Joe, I've even seen he's willing. He's like, Trump doesn't want bad people in America anymore. Great. I'll buy my own ticket. I'm heading to Mexico. Like he's ready to go.
Yeah. Pardon me. And I'm out.
I'm out. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. He's pretty honest about it. That's for sure.
He is. I liked it. It makes me want to check out his book. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah. Like that one. Oh, so what I was saying about the book is, he wrote it while he was in prison and he used his 30 minutes of computer time a day in order to write the book. So it was quite the process.
Oh my God.
But that's, at least that's what, you know, he said. So he has he's got a book out. I don't know anything about it other than he's got a book and he used his 30 minutes a day to write it. That's all I know.
That's the info you gather about this book.
All you know, that's all I know, but we should learn more about it.
For when we have the follow-up interview in 15 years. Okay.
In 15 years, yes.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I need to know, did you not hit up Carol Baskin's Instagram and just shoot a message and be like, hey, I got this podcast if you would like to come on?
You know what? That's a hell of an idea. That's a hell of an idea.
That's what I bring to the table here.
I think I should have. You know what? And you know what's great about Carol? She's going to have more time.
Oh, yeah.
And right. So, yeah, you know what? Great idea, Kyle. I am going to hit up Carol Baskin. And now that's kind of my goal is to get her on
that. Look what we did here. We're just, you know, taking on the world.
Yep.
One Netflix star at a time.
That's right. That's awesome. Can you imagine 34 million people watching your show, your life in like the first 10 days of a release about it? Like that's insane.
Oh, that would be crazy. I would crumble. I would curl into a ball and never come out of my house again.
Like how many hundreds of millions by now have seen this story and everything they know about you is this?
Yeah. That's wild.
It is. That's wild. It really is.
I can't even think like that. I can't even think that big. That's crazy. Gosh. We got to get a Netflix show.
We really do. What would we call it?
We'll figure it out.
All right.
Just two dudes.
Just two dudes.
Oh, I gotta watch Just Two Dudes. All right. What's that about? I don't know.
Two dudes. All they do is talk about the Tiger King.
All right, we'll come up with a better name. Awesome. We'll have to work on that. Apparently, yeah. Put some work into these shows. I didn't realize.
It turns out they put a lot of work into TV shows. Like, they don't just come up with it on the fly during a podcast.
I thought it just kind of happened. I was wrong. Today's the day I learned, folks. I got smarter.
JoeExoticOfficial.com. If anyone listening wants to find out more information about him or even to donate, because he's using the money that he raises from the website to help with his own expenses inside and then also to help with awareness, to help get that pardon.
Cool. Can you get that book on there?
I think you can.
Can you get an autographed book on there?
Oh, I highly doubt it.
Yeah, you have to smuggle it in, sign it, smuggle it out.
It's a whole process. If you know a guy, I don't know, maybe we find a guy. I don't know. There's always that guy inside that can just get things.
This is true.
Maybe there's a guy that can bring in books, get them signed, get them out. You know?
We got to find out about it. We got to figure out how to do this if he's not doing it.
Just think how much money he can make if he could actually figure that out. Because you're going
to hire lawyers to sue everybody.
Like, you're going to buy the book, right? I'm probably going to buy the book if that's the case.
Yeah, I got it. I got to check it out. We're all in now.
All right. Final thoughts on the Tiger King, Joe Exotic on Laugh With Me.
I freaking loved it. I did not know what to expect. I think I told you I was very frightened when I first saw it load onto my phone.
Yep.
It was awesome. I kind of want to go rewatch the Tiger King. Want to see how that goes down. Got to see him get not pardoned. Got to see him put in his time, get out, go to Mexico, buy some sort of weird gold card for money that he doesn't have, and then get back. I want to see how all that works out.
Yep.
I'm invested now. I'm invested.
There you go. Joe's got a new fan in Kyle, all from his call in on Laugh With Me.
Don't call me a fan. I don't know if they fan. It's like a curiosity.
Not a fan. Yeah. All right. That's fair. I don't think I fully understood that the video coverage was from mostly footage that he was having filmed that Netflix purchased or the producers purchased and then did the interviews and testimonials and things after he's in prison. I don't think when I watched it, I understood all that. And I don't think I grasped that even after. But then when he's talking about it, well, shoot, and I go back and watch like the first couple of episodes. I'm like, okay, this is like a whole different spin on it now, knowing that all these people are talking about him, knowing that he's in prison right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought about that either until he said that. It's like, what?
Yeah.
So then you got to think about who did he put in charge of his estate? And that person obviously signed something to just release all this stuff.
They sure did.
Oh, it's not good. It's a big, crazy mess.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's the southern, that's the South, baby. You know, that's the South.
That's how we do it in the South. Eric knows about that.
Eric, yeah, he knows all about that. He's as far north as you can get right now, though.
What?
Yeah, he's like vacationing in like North Dakota or something.
Oh, damn! That's tip of the earth there.
Yep. So. All right. Well, thanks for calling in and giving us your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Get that Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
I'll do the recap. I'll answer the phone. It'll be great.
Awesome. I'll work on it right now.
All right.
All right. See you, dude.
Later.
Bye. Yep, that's Kyle. And he's not a fan necessarily of Joe Exotic, but he is certainly very intrigued. Now, I did just brought up that Eric is on vacation. So, Eric, you know, he's been on the show many a times, as often as just a couple of episodes ago, and he's in like North Dakota or something like that. But anyway, Eric is called in. He left me a voice memo. I have not listened to it yet. So I have no idea what he's going to say, but we're going to listen to it right now and just see how vacation is going.
Hey, J.O. This is audio log number one of my grand tour of really two states, but all the states. Tonight I'm in Fargo, North Dakota, and you might be asking, where is Fargo? Well, it's way fucking north. Like, it's all the way north. And don't confuse it with the movie. The movie happened in Minnesota. There are no people getting wood chippered in Fargo. Spoiler alert. For a movie that was 20 years ago. So tonight I proceeded to go to a bar where I played blackjack. Now you might be asking yourself, hey, how does one go to a bar and play blackjack? Well, in North Dakota, you can play blackjack at a bar. The bar just can't run the blackjack table. The blackjack table is run by a charity, whether it's Boys and Girls Club of America or it's, you know, the Salvation Army. Somebody's running that blackjack table and collecting the profits, and the bar is just selling you the drinks. So in some ways, in retrospect, when I look back at tonight's actions, I'm very charitable because I proceeded to set down $100 on their fine blackjack table, and I proceeded to leave with none of that money, which it's a bad omen for a couple of reasons. Number one, you never want to start a vacation. I mean, this is going to be the first of perhaps 12 travel logs that I'm going to be sharing with you. And I do not want to start with a loss. And number two, how can I have any confidence gambling after this point if I haven't won? Because, you know, as much as we talk about the strategy of gambling, winning is so much better than losing. And especially when you're at these tables where perhaps you have lost, you know, what fountain of luck is the just, you have that one gambler that's just, they're too drunk to play or they're too dumb to play. And they just happen to always get that ace nine or that, you know, not even the perfect blackjack. They just happen to like just luck into it. So at the table tonight, I had that. I had that bimbo himbo guy sitting all the way on the left. He's playing two hands at a time. He's not paying attention at all. He's constantly having to be reprimanded by the dealer to just pay attention, just to wave his hand over his pair of face guards. Yet this guy is just raking it in. Meanwhile, yours truly, playing by the book, probably, maybe, but playing, you know, very straightforward, nothing. Can't catch a card to save my life.
Oh, no.
Drinking, you know, Budweiser after Budweiser, trying to rejuvenate that luck, and nothing. But it's for a good cause. So, you know, perhaps there is something to that. Question weighs heavy on my mind, though. Am I going to be able to get up tomorrow morning to spend the day with my family and then go to a casino, aka a bar in North Dakota, and do it again? Chances seem pretty likely. I'll let you know how it goes.
So there you go. Eric's first travel log on vacation, and he's losing his ass at the blackjack table at bars, which is an interesting situation that you can just walk into a bar in North Dakota and be able to grab a seat at the table and have them sponsored by, you know, a local organization. It's kind of like, so like here in Omaha, over 4th of July, you had fireworks tents everywhere. You know, everybody's selling fireworks. You had to pick which one you want to go to, not based on the deals that they're offering, you know, buy 18 or buy one, get 18 free or whatever it is. No, this was like, go to this tent because it supports the local library, or go to this tent and it supports the Little League team that plays down the street. Like, it's just stuff like that. It'd be crazy if you walked up to a bar in North Dakota and you walk up to one of the tables and it's like, hey, all winnings or all losses in your case, Eric, go towards fixing kids' faces, courtesy of Joe Exotic, the Tiger King. Like, don't you think that would be cool that you knew, even if you lost, even if everything that the house won that night went back to fixing kids' faces? That'd be pretty neat. That'd be pretty neat. All right, well, thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Eric. And thank you, Joe Exotic, for calling in earlier in the week. This is the Friday Happy Hour. Enjoy your weekend.